Republican presidential candidate Bob Dole began his day with a prayer at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., followed by stops in Tennessee and Louisiana. Dole continued his attack today on President Clinton's character and on economic policies that he says have led to a slowdown in the economy. Dole also kept up his criticism of the national media, a strategy that commentator David Brooks thinks he should abandon.
Like every trailing Republican candidate, Bob Dole is finishing his campaign complaining about the liberal media. This raises a number of questions. Is the media liberal? The answer is, sort of. Is the coverage biased? Yes. Is this fatal for Republicans? No. A Roper Center study of the Washington Press Corps found that 89% of national reporters voted for Bill Clinton in 1992. But the problem is not that the press is full of flaming liberals. It's not. The problem is that there are almost no conservatives. There is almost no one in most media organizations to check unconscious liberal bias, to ask the questions a conservative might ask, or to make the news judgments a conservative might make. Bob Dole has been ridiculing the New York Times, but this year it's the national TV networks that are guilty of the real bias. According to the watchdog group, the Center for Media and Public Affairs, President Clinton's TV news coverage has been twice as heavy and twice as positive as Bob Dole's. The media should at least present issue differences fairly, but they don't. From September 22nd through October 15th, 60% of the stories on Bill Clinton's policy ideas were favorable. In comparison to that, only 31% of the stories on Dole's ideas were favorable. Bob Dole has been trying to hit Clinton on the character issue, but he can't get any traction because most Americans who get their news from TV aren't aware of the recent scandals. For example, on September 23rd, the FDIC Inspector General concluded that Hillary Clinton had drafted a document with the intent to deceive federal regulators, setting up a sham real estate deal. That was front-page news in the Washington Post, but it didn't get mentioned on a network news until a backhanded comment on NBC almost a week and a half later. On September 25th, Senate investigators revealed that there was a six-month gap in the White House log of who had checked out purloined FBI files. During Watergate, Richard Nixon's 18-and-a-half-minute gap was big news. But this six-month gap rated only a story on CNN, and nothing at all on the big three network evening news shows. Most of the media's unexamined presuppositions are cultural. Law professor Anita Hill gets sympathetic coverage, but Southerner Paula Jones gets treated like trailer trash. The media takes sexual harassment very seriously, but in Bill Clinton's case, the question of whether he harassed a 24-year-old state employee is deemed out of bounds and irrelevant. If you think Paula Jones's evidence is weak, read the 13-page exhaustive investigation in the current issue of the professional journal, The American Lawyer. Bob Dole has a point when he says the media is biased, but he can't do anything about it. The Republican campaigns in the past that have prospered treat reporters professionally, which the Dole campaign hasn't. But they ignore most media criticism on the grounds that it's unrepresentative of how the country as a whole feels. The fact is, media bias doesn't kill Republican campaigns. Being obsessed with the media does.
David Brooks is a senior editor at The Weekly Standard.